Let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Worthy the Lamb that died, they cry, to be exalted thus. Worthy the Lamb, our lips reply, for he was slain for us. Jesus is worthy to receive honor and power divine, and blessings more than we can give. Be Lord forever thine. Let all creation join in one to bless the sacred name of him who sits upon the throne, and to adore the Lamb.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his benefits.
Who forgives all your iniquity.
Who heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit.
Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Who satisfies you with good.
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord works righteousness
and justice for all who are oppressed.
He made known his ways to Moses,
his acts to the people of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious,
slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
He will not always chide,
nor will he keep his anger forever.
He does not deal with us according to our sins,
nor repay us according to our iniquities.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far does he remove our transgressions from us.
As a father shows compassion to his children,
so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Gloria in Excelsis is hymn 948.
befriend, and a grace and a peace to us extend. Among us may his gracious will all hearts with deep thanksgiving fill. We praise you, God, your name we bless, and worship you. Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, true God from all eternity, O Lamb of God, to you we flee. You take the whole world's sin away. Have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. You take the whole world's sin away. O Lord, receive our prayer this day. From God's right hand your mercy send. To all the world your grace extend. You only are the Holy One, and over all our Lord alone. O Jesus Christ, we glorify you and the Spirit, Lord Most High. With him you evermore shall be one in the Father's majesty.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 45, starting at verse 3. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near. And he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years, in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and a lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry, and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 42. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? for even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We confess our faith using the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God,
begotten, not made,
being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
He's risen, he's risen, Christ Jesus the Lord. He opened death's prison, the incarnate word. Break forth, hosts of heaven, in jubilant song, and earth, sea, and mountain their praises prolong. The foe was triumphant when on Calvary the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree. In Satan's domain did the host shout and jeer, for Jesus was slain, whom the evil ones fear. But short was their triumph, the Savior arose, and death, hell, and Satan, he vanquished his foes. The conquering Lord lifts his banner on high. He lives, yes, he lives, and will never more die. Oh, where is your sting, death? We fear you no more. Christ rose, and now open his fair Eden's door. For all our transgressions his blood does atone. Redeemed and forgiven, we now are his own. and sing your hosannas and raise your glad voice. Proclaim the blessed tidings that all may rejoice. Lord, honor and praise to the Lamb that was slain. With Father and Spirit, he ever shall reign.
The text for this morning's sermon is from our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. To start, I reread two of the verses, 25 and 26. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. If you like, you can follow along on the little yellow half sheet. We continue considering Paul's teaching on the resurrection of Jesus, the bodily resurrection of Jesus' people, God's kingdom. There are so many doubts about this among the Christians at Corinth that Paul taught deeply. One of the things that they had doubts about was what was it going to look like when they were raised from the dead. How could that be? Because people die and the bodies, they go away in the grave, or perhaps they die at sea or something like that. And Paul teaches them, no, you don't understand. You see, what is buried is perishable. Yes, that wastes away. But what is raised is imperishable because God is raising the body in the name of Jesus. That is imperishable. It is God's power making that. It's really important for us to hear Paul's words clearly because he gives us God's understanding, God's perspectives, God's reality of death and resurrection. And so it begins in this section. He talks about how deeply connected death is to sin and that all people die. The reality is that is God's law. Death is there because of God's law. The world will say, well, death isn't real, there's nothing after death, so it's only just this life. Or when death is right in front of you, or a family member dies, or there's a tragedy, you can't deny the reality of it, you kind of go with it, then kind of next day over. Whatever it is, oftentimes the world, it denies the reality and the unwanted, and you see a blank there. What word do you put in there? I don't know if this is a word. The horribleness of death. The world doesn't want to say it's horrible. The world wants to say this is natural, or this is something that's going to happen anyways. And one thing that the theory of evolution does is it makes death natural because the weaker one is killed by the stronger one so that the stronger one gets stronger in the offspring. So death is just part of the process in evolution. So if you deny a creator, it's very convenient because you have to deal with the problem of death in a creator. Well, what happened? Did God create death? Is God bad? You have to deal with that issue if there's a creator God and then there's death. But if you just deny that there's no God, then you can just say, well, death is a natural progression and so forth. And if there is no God in view, Then there is also, well then, whatever is good is whoever is in power. That's good. God's not good because there is no God. It's just evolution, and then whoever's stronger wins or takes over, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Not taking a moment and thinking, wait a minute, human life is beautiful. So where does death come in? Why? God's word teaches that the why is sin. That is the problem. And so God's law shows us his will, his way of living in true life. As Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. All the commandments are in those two statements. And that is God's way of life. But we break that when we humans break that and break away from God so many times in so many ways that when God's law measures us, we are all sinners, and sinners die. So death shows us the reality of God's law and God's judgment. The other thing to note in Paul's teaching is that as death came through Adam, so life comes through Christ. There is forgiveness, and there is true life for everyone in Christ. That shows us a law, God's law and punishment and the judgment on sin. But death also shows us that God wants to forgive and give us life in Christ. In our world today, there's distinctions being made among all kinds of people. Rich, poor, white, black, Asian, you name it. All kinds of distinctions are coming out more and more. But in the gospel message, Jesus Christ died for all, equally, fully. He died for the thief on the cross. He died for his mother Mary standing before the cross and his disciple John before the cross. He died for that Roman centurion who said, truly, this was the Son of God. He died for even the wicked chief priests who connived before Pilate to get him crucified, which they weren't really in charge after all. This was God's plan. But he died for them. He died for all, cutting across any race or gender or origin or wealth. He died for them all. As death affects all, Christ dies for all. His death is for all. Death, our human deaths are really an equalizer, aren't they? We all die. We all need a Savior. It's really important for we Christians, and I put the teach, to remember, to celebrate the victories of Jesus Christ. These are critical to our understanding of life and who we are and how we live out each day. Jesus gives a victory over sin. Brothers and sisters, the devil wants us to doubt this, to believe that our sins are not forgiven, to doubt whether Jesus really died for me. But in fact, he died for sin, to forgive everything. I have some Bible passages there. John 1, verse 29. And just listen to this one verse. The next day, he, John the baptizer, saw Jesus coming toward him and said, so John said about Jesus, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's come to take it away. And John said this at the beginning of Jesus' ministry and pointed him out to John's own followers, his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." If you are troubled in your own life, or somebody else talks to you personally and says, "I cannot get this sin out of my mind, this problem is just bothering me, I'm just guilty and I don't know what to do," this passage, you can use this passage. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Look to Jesus. That is why he came, to take away sin. And then what did Jesus say about his work? From the cross, from John 19, it reads, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, 'To fulfill the scriptures, I thirst.' A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." He is the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. And on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is completed. It is fulfilled. It is perfected. It's done." There are many, many, many passages we could look at, but just these two. Look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the Lamb says on the cross, "It's completed. It's perfected. Done." And that is vital for us to remember every day. It's important for us to remember his victory over Satan and all evil. When we look at the many instances where Jesus casts out a demon in the Gospels, the demons knew who Jesus was and knew they could not resist him. They knew who he was. And when you look at all these texts, it's very interesting. It's the disciples and the crowds didn't understand fully who he was yet. Satan knows that he was defeated. The demons knew, even before he died, that he could throw him back into the abyss, back into the pit. But we humans need to also remember, and we need to know, Satan is not in control. Yes, there's evil all about, but at a word, Jesus can change it. From Luke 4, "And Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, 'Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.' When the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm." The demons know who Jesus is. And Jesus does what he wants to do. They are not in control. They do not have power. And Jesus, as we noted in Bible class, in texts like this, Jesus didn't want them preaching either. So he always tells them, "Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. You're not to say it. Just go." We forget, or are tempted to forget, or the world tempts us, or something. But we think the evil is going to win out. We're tempted to think that. And it's not true. Jesus is in control. And his victory over death. Paul wrote in from our text, "The last enemy to be destroyed is death." We should well know and understand Paul's emphasis is, do not be afraid of death. Understand what death is. God is in control. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so we will also too be raised from the dead. This is how our life is shaped and how we think about things. is that this life and whatever I'm going through is not the end. Nothing is more powerful than Jesus' victory over death. He will raise me, my loved ones, in Christ. So, he has promised that we are going to be raised to incorruptible, to imperishable. That means no diseases, no ailments. The problems that we face day to day, and sometimes increasing problems in our bodies, ailments, eyesight, hearing. God will change it one day. We struggle along day to day now, but we know this is not the end. It's not going to be like this forever. It's not going to get worse and worse and worse forever. He's in charge. And one day he will change this body from the perishable to imperishable, from corruptible to incorruptible. Strong, healthy, praising God. If it was not so, why did Jesus speak like this in John 14? He said to his disciples that very night before he was crucified, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." He's preparing a place, a city, a house, a mansions, the kingdom of God for our bodies as well as our souls. One day, we will be raised, body and soul, to the incorruptible, the imperishable, and will live as Jesus is preparing. That is our reality. That directs our thinking and life from day to day. Evil is here and here and here and all about us, and we see some evil sometimes in us. But God is in control. He forgives. He gives life. And that's good news. That moves us forwards. That enables us day to day. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, let these words of St. Paul, his teachings, come deep into our hearts and minds, not to doubt, but to rejoice that Jesus has risen from the dead, that your full plan is to one day also change our bodies from the perishable, from the weak, to the strong, to the imperishable, to be with you in glory forever with all your people. No matter who says what or what the world says or what thinks all around us every day, keep this thinking straight and strong in our minds and hearts, and help us to live according to this hope and also to share this hope with many others. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That on earth to dwell, sing to the Lord with a cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. Know that the Lord is God. We
pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, your servant Joseph endured hardship and struggle, yet believed it would come to good. Give us such tested faith and bring all things to completion according to your purposes in Christ, the new Adam, who has brought hope to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead all pastors, missionaries, and church workers in faithful service to your people with compassion and love. Bless this congregation in all we do, so that we hear your word and serve our neighbor in Christ's name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help all parents who have brought their children to Christ in the waters of holy baptism, also to bring them faithfully in divine service, that he may continue to take them in his arms and bless them through his word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let your love have its way with us, Lord. Lead us to expect no self-interested reward, but to love our enemies and to serve those in need. Put an end to all bitterness and strife. Let forgiveness reign between each of us, even as Christ's blood covers our sins before your heavenly throne. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Uphold civil authority and those responsible to you for the welfare of our nation, state, and community. Help them steadfastly to pursue the cause of justice and protect life from beginning to natural end. Guard all first responders and protect those who defend us here and abroad. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort all who suffer, deliver the sick according to your will, and sustain by your grace those troubled in body or soul. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Lynn, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we ask you to bring comfort and hope to the family of Pastor Luring, the family of Robin Everly, and also to be with Pastor Conlan and the family as they grieve the loss of his wife. Grant your children patience and courage to endure every time of trial with hope in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the gift of this blessed sacrament, O Lord. Give us a right heart as we prepare to eat and drink Christ's true body and blood, that by it we would be equipped to love you above all and our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you will bring all things to completion according to your order and time. When Christ comes and all the dead are raised, number us, we pray, among the saints in glory, clothing the perishable with the imperishable, and bringing us into eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what has been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wit and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, Thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen.
Take, drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Please stand for the post-communion blessing. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for us. And now
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us, the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
And voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our